As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mac Engel causing more havoc at local press conferences. In the middle of yesterday, Mac tries to break things up as only he can, and he asks Nico Harrison, "You having fun?" I texted him, I'm like, "You little smartass."
I gotta wonder. So we've started rewatching The Wire, which I know I was talking about with you the other day, and you've never watched the series, but
I bailed early.
But you're familiar, I'm sure, with the Omar coming, like Omar with the shotgun walking around, and Omar coming. That's what I feel like.
Coming.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's what Dallas sports executives think whenever they see Mac sit down at a press conference. Like, dear God, what's Mac going to come in here and do? But it's why I love Mac. It's because I know Mac's going to go in there and stir it up. He's going to ask something uncomfortable.
He'll join us at 7:20 during the commercial-free expressway. I don't know where to start. I thought, and this was probably a stupid thing, Bobby, first thing he said, he's like, how'd your tweet go over? What I'm slowly adjusting to with Twitter, and I broke it yesterday, is saying something that will get frozen in the moment and receiving the backlash for it. Yesterday during the show, towards the end of the show, you asked if Nico would have a different tone, right? Would he be less defiant? Would he come across as less arrogant? Would he bend a little bit? Would he show any type of sympathy with the fan base? I thought it was a great topic. I thought it was great questions. I thought yesterday, in watching it as well, not just listening here on The Fan, I thought Nico tried to adjust his tone.
Yes.
I thought he tried. Now look, just because you go from a 0 to a 2 doesn't mean you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Okay? Before, all these press conferences and the way they were coming across was a 0. I thought he took it up to about a 2 yesterday. I thought he was trying to be more genuine, trying to be more human, less defiant, some accountability, complimentary. That's the first tell. That's a great question. Oh, you know what? That's a really good question. That's a fantastic question. He was trying to be nicer, but no one gives a rat's ass and nobody cares.
Yeah, he started with the "that's a nice question." By the end, he was saying to people, "I think that's a really unfair question." Like asking about Luka, if he's a championship player. And look, here's how I looked at it. I think you're right. When you go from a 0 to a 2,
yeah,
it's better. It's still not good. And I think yesterday it was a bad performance overall. I still think there were plenty of moments where he seemed defiant, and there were plenty of moments that were gaffe-worthy, but it was better than what they've done. And I'll say this, his performance yesterday, standing up there and answering questions, was better than the silence they've given for 2 months.
Yeah.
If he would have spent the last 2 months talking consistently, I think he would have shaped his tone and his message better over the course of 2 months to where he wouldn't be behind. He's behind now, and so he still messes up.
Yeah.
Whereas if he would have just spoken directly to the fan base and the media consistently, I think he would have sharpened his words and he would have been at a place by now where he was prepared to answer all this.
And I guess because he stood in there and took the fastballs, props DFW media. Because when you sit there and you're listening and you become uncomfortable with two or three questions and the guy stands in there and answers it. I know it doesn't excuse the trade, too little, too late. I know all that stuff. I guess I give Nico some credit for that because I thought that the Mavs media yesterday did a, I know you agree, they did a tremendous job. I mean, things got uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, consistently everybody, there were uncomfortable questions from Dorothy Gentry, Isaac Harris, Sam Gannon, Mac. You know, everybody was asking really pointed, direct, uncomfortable questions. The one I give a ton of credit to is probably Isaac Harris from Locked On Mavs, where he stood up there and just, you know, he worked up to it. You could tell it's an uncomfortable thing to ask, but I give him credit for having the stones to just go, why shouldn't you be fired? That's to say, you've got this arena chant and fire Nico. Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here, and I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
So he dropped his defense wins championships early, but I thought the number one phrase that he leaned on as the crutch is championship team. Mm-hmm. We have a championship team. You're going to see it next year. The Luka anger would not have been. That's another thing I probably would have advised. Maybe stop thinking. You might be right, but no one is going to admit it as a sports fan here. They think, and he thinks, that more success on the floor this season without injuries to AD and Kyrie would have really silenced the noise and it would have really toned down the anger. And even if that's true, which there's no way of knowing because they're on a beach somewhere in Cancun, stop saying it because fans already dug in and set in and saying, I don't give a crap if you three-peat. I still hate you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's the issue is that's where he still has a disconnect. That's where he still doesn't totally understand.
We'll win you back. When we win, you'll come back.
Yeah, and they it's not going to be that easy. Now, if they win, yeah, maybe they do eventually pull people back and enough time passes, people forget about it. It's not going to be like that. No. They could start winning, and they'll still have empty seats in there next year, is what I think. But, I mean, yesterday it was, you mentioned people pressing him. There was Mike Curtis from Dallas Morning News, who we have on the station pretty frequently. He had said that, you know, he had asked him, he's like, you know, you keep saying you're confident that if you win, people are going to come back. Okay, but what if they don't? Like, what then, dude? And Nico just told him, he's like, well, I'm optimistic. I'm an optimistic person. It's like, really, you don't ever seem very optimistic.
Here is the Mac attack that probably made the number one headline throughout the country.
Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
So the headline becomes, and it reads so much worse than actually hearing it. And hearing it is not great. But the headline basically reads, Nico didn't know how loved Luka was by Dallas Maverick fans. And that is an awful, awful, terrible look.
It's a bad look. You're right. It reads.
I could have spun it and said, I knew there was Luka mania. Did I think people were going to bring coffins? And did I think that people were going to... I knew it would be a 9 out of 10 anger level. Did I know it was going to be 17 out of 10? No. Like, you could have tried to go there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what he was probably trying to allude to, but it's not going to read like that.
Yeah, no, it reads really poorly.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account. College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because there's a different way to say it where it's like, I knew fans loved him. I knew fans would be upset. I didn't know fans would be devastated 2 months later. Like, still devastated, heartbroken. I didn't anticipate. I think it's actually, in a lot of ways, it's refreshing because he's admitting he was wrong about something. I still think Nico Harrison should be fired. I still think he should be driven out. I'm not happy with the way he performed yesterday. But it's at least, it's refreshing to hear him say, I was wrong about something and I mismanaged or miscalculated something. That's new for him.
Well, it's also scary because you couple that with the Tim Cato report that Patrick Dumont had resentment towards Nico because he didn't tell him that the outrage would be this bad. That was earlier in the day before the press conference that Dumont was like, yo, man, like, why are they flipping out like this? You didn't tell me they loved him that much. That's frightening. That's terrifying because Patrick Dumont did not take over the team before this season. Patrick Dumont stood on that podium, got his undeserved attention and spotlight after mommy-in-law gave you the keys to the Ferrari, and you witnessed your only experience here is Mavs mania to an NBA Finals run led by Luka Doncic, and you're mad at Nico for not explaining to you why everyone's wearing 77 jerseys? Both of those statements combined is terrifying and depressing at the same time over the status of Mavs leadership. That both of you didn't get it? It'd be like Cuban trading Dirk and saying, I didn't think people would be that upset.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the same thing. Now, it's
the number one star in town. It's not even close.
What's funny about it, too, is the fact that if he is that upset about it, which I understand a little, if you've fully trusted Nico to, hey, I don't know basketball, you guide me here, and I'm going to put, I maybe get some level of, okay, everybody is now saying this is totally stupid. Why did you think this? I get some level of that if you're basketball ignorant, which Patrick Dumont clearly is. But you got to remember, he probably has, still to this day, the most incendiary comments about the Luka trade of anybody when he talked to Brad Townsend the day after.
Yes.
To Patrick Dumont, his answers are, before some of the stuff we got yesterday maybe, were like the official answers we had from the organization that were most infuriating from people.
Yes.
And he was the first one to get crushed for, how do you skip over Dirk? How do you ignore Dirk? So Dumont, he can be angry all he wants. He has had some of the worst answers throughout this entire process.
I thought there were some fantastic questions honing in on Luka. There was hesitation here from Nico. I thought that gave the real answer. He was asked straight up, do you think that Luka Doncic is a championship player?
You know, that's kind of an unfair question. Luka's no longer on this team. But what I am excited about is I do believe we have a championship caliber team. And we'll show that next year.
All he had to say was, yes, I do believe. I believe he's a championship player. Okay, well, then why didn't you keep him here? We're trying to win as many as possible. Maybe that was the right way to answer because he's not here. But there was hesitation. Alec did a good job of, you know, cutting up all the audio, not having pauses. But there was a slight there, and it was a slight. There was a slight hesitation. And it led to the slight of, well, I can't really answer that.
I mean, honestly, it's a little bit like when you had asked McMahon last week, like, hey, try to explain such and such to me. And he's like, I can't explain illogical. And I think there is a little bit of, he can answer things as smoothly as he wants. At the end of the day, like, Nico Harrison is trying to defend the indefensible and trying to defend the completely illogical, and no answer is going to sound good.
You keep saying defense wins championships. Defense wins championships. Isn't that also saying that you could not have Luka as the centerpiece because he's not great at defense?
No, I think it's really doubling down on defense. And, you know, like I said, when we had the opportunity to get Anthony Davis, who is one of the best two-way players in the league, we jumped at that opportunity.
So there it is. More about Anthony Davis. When you get someone who is an all-NBA defender, we jumped at that opportunity, but it was not met with any type of praise or applause after another Nico presser.
Some of the feedback on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney's fan text yesterday's press conference. 903 says they're called the Mavericks, not the Lucas.
Oh.
817, Dumont is what y'all want out of Jerry. Let others do their job.
Mm.
469, why didn't anybody ask him about the training staff? 817, his job is to know I won't be back until he's fired. That was from Casey.
His job is to know I won't be back.
What the reaction was going to be to Luka being traded. He can't say, he can't be surprised by that.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We continue with what Nico had to say. I do feel better about Jason Kidd after yesterday. There's reports on Jason Kidd's anger with Nico. How much did he really know? Where do we go from here? Plus, Matt Gangle, who was starting it up, will join us during the commercial-free expressway. And the G-Bag Nation not applauding the multiple-time G-Bag of the Day, Peyton Russell. We have that audio coming from the Nation next on 105.3 The Fan.